The top five things we've learned on Roo and Dits this week.
Number five, Roo went in for surgery for his vasectomy last week.
How are the Jets crackers going, by the way?
Fantastic.
You haven't given us an update.
Apparently, everyone was talking about Roo's private parts.
I've been asked all weekend, people are so concerned about your downstairs department.
Yeah, it's fine.
The number of people asking me about your testicles.
Yeah, it's a good conversation.
And I sort of keep saying, quite honestly, it's not my favourite topic. I don't care about his...
Roo has already taken his new equipment for a test drive.
I gave him a run Saturday night when I was...
You fired a shot.
Just to check him out. Jeez, I was nervous. And then when it all went smooth, I tell you what, my heart rate dropped.
Hell. Cracker, have a beer. Have a cigarette.
It still works. Thank God. Oh.
Number four.
We chatted to Chris Dittmar's first girlfriend.
Good morning.
We learnt not much has changed over the years.
Jackie, thanks for joining us. What was a little 15, 16-year-old Chris Dittmar like? Describe him.
No, he was very romantic. He used to write me letters once a week.
There you go. Write your letters.
There you go.
Yeah. Do remember he was always whinging about his sore knees.
Hasn't stopped.
Ah, yes, the knees. How many knee operations have you had again, Dits?
You won't believe this. This is number 14.
14 ops on both knees?
Yes, yeah, so across both. Yeah, my left was the worst, so initially I had a reconstruction.
Anyway, number three.
Tom Rockliffe from Port Adelaide Footy Club came in for some work experience.
Why on earth would you want to come and watch this garbage?
I wanted to have a chat to you sober for the first time.
And when it comes to reading the sport, we learnt he's got a bit to learn.
Here with the overnight sport, our work experience kid from Port Adelaide, Tommy Rockliffe.
To tennis, Novak Djokovic. He'll face little-known Russian qualifier Aslan Karatev. Ash Barty is on court this morning against 25th seed Caroline Muchova. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that'll do.
Tommy, sit back and listen how a professional does it, mate.
And an ozone sterilisation. Sterilisation. Oh, that's a mouthful. I can't spit that one out.
Soul. Well, how do you get canola out of... QU. How do you get that if you've never heard of the word?
How do you say that?
Sterilisation.
Number two.
Valentine's Day is old news. This week, we wanted to learn who Adelaide's most unromantic person was.
And second prize goes to George.
I try to do the right thing and cook the missus a meal. When I grab the wrong meat, it was for the dogs and she got sick. So not popular.
What sort of dog meat have you cooked up?
Just old steak. Yeah, well, you just popular.
Jeez, this is a bit chewy.
If she's a fussy eater, you should have given her my dog.
My dog, guaranteed to tempt fussy eaters.
And first prize for the most unromantic person in Adelaide...
G'day, Sharon.
..goes to Sharon's husband.
My husband, he got rather drunk, went to bed, and I thought, wow, there's a bad smell in the bedroom.
Oh, beautiful.
No. I rolled over, and I rolled into number two.
Oh, Sharon! Shit the bed!
Sharon, you are not serious.
I am serious, and if he's listening, he will kill me.
What's his name? What's his name,
God.
Sharon?
Oh, I'm not saying.
No,
he will
come
kill
on.
Me.
Give me his first name. Hey,
if you poo the bed, you deserve your name to be on radio. What's his name?
Dean.
Dean, you're a shocker.
They tend to be serial offenders, these sort of poos and wears.
I think
wears.
We found Adelaide's worst partner. He wins.
The poo jogger.
I think so.
The poo sleeper.
Oh, the top five things we've learned on Roo and Dits this week.
That's one hell of a bad dream.
Oh, that's horrendous. Hey, Roo, by the way, you were told that you had to get 60 shots away, just, you know, the downstairs department.
Hang on, how many, don't get personal.
What number are you down to?
54.
Righto. Still a way to go, though.
No, I'm only joking.
Ruined it's on Triple M.